Blog Talk Radio.
The comedy show where everything goes, we'll have a blast with many laughs with your hosts, Josie, Kayla, and Alex.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, this is Josie, and you are?
Alex.
And this is the comedy show. Where's Kayla?
I'm here. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm at the vet right now in the emergency room, so.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no, it's not cool. I'm trying to be quiet.
Cool.
No, it isn't. It isn't. My dog is right now in a room getting an x-ray, so.
Aw, I hope your dog's okay.
Thank you. I hope so, too. Whew, this is so nerve-wracking. I don't know what's going on with him. He's been having, like, he has, like, a swollen stomach, and he's just, it's horrible. He won't move or anything, and he's
Aww.
Crying. Yeah, I know. It's not cool beans.
Not cool beans.
Nope, not at all. How about you, Alex? How are you?
I'm good. I'm a little exhausted.
Good.
Sounds like
yeah, me too. Yeah, I am too. Don't feel bad.
I went skiing today.
What?
I went skiing today.
Oh, I am incredibly exhausted. I need a nap.
I think we all do.
That was random, but yeah, I need a nap. I need one now. Oh, and by the way, I am not in the chat room, obviously, because I'm on my phone. So if anyone's talking about me or talking to me, I'm sorry. I can't answer. So, yeah.
There's only one person in the chat room.
Oh, okay. Who's that?
Nelly Forbush.
Oh, hey, Nelly Forbush.
Hi.
I think that's Tracy.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Hi. If I don't talk much in this thing, don't think I'm ignoring you. I'm at the vet right now, so sorry.
Well, at least you called in. That shows a lot of dedication.
That shows dedication,
so.
Yeah.
That is dedication.
See? I didn't know I was going to be able to call in, but I'm glad I could. I'm glad I have reception.
That is good.
So how was your Christmas and New Year's, and let's get to that.
my New Year's was fun. My first drink of this year was champagne.
Sweet. How
no,
about
I did
you?
Not get drunk, but yeah, I promise you I did.
That's always good. That's always good. How about you, Kayla?
Well,
how's yours?
My first drink was Kool-Aid, if that counts.
Yum.
Yeah, I love Kool-Aid,
and
it makes me think of Barbara Jean, so.
Don't get all of my Kool-Aid.
Man, how was yours, Josie?
Mine was great. My Christmas was great. I got everything that I wanted, and most caramel was not underneath the tree, so I wasn't that satisfied, but it'll do. I know. And then New Year's was. New Year's was pretty cool, too. I had fun. It was fun. Big party.
Big party. Parties are good.
Big explosion, yes. And what was your guys' New Year's resolution?
I didn't have one because I can't stick to them.
I don't know. I had one, but it's not working out so well.
Oh, what was it?
Well, on here you can't really tell, but my New Year's resolution was to not curse as much.
Oh, well, you know what? That is
a
good one.
I swear a lot. I'm trying. So.
Don't feel bad. I do that all the time, and that I think should be my New Year's resolution as well.
Because on the show you can't tell because I don't curse on the show. So.
That's good.
That is good. I'm trying to make it good. Impression.
You're making progress.
I'm trying.
Yes, you are succeeding. And my New Year's resolution was to hang out with friends more, that's a good one. And also get healthier. like, you know, exercise more. That's always a good one, right?
Yes, of course.
Of course. So, yeah, pretty much. Yeah, and if anybody is in the chat room or is listening, you guys should call in and tell us your resolutions, your New Year's resolutions. Oh, yeah. Sounds good. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, has anyone, I forgot what I was going to say, so I'll just keep blabbing on. I am trying so hard not to, like, talk a lot because I'm in the vet, so if I don't talk much, I'm sorry.
You sound loud to me, like you sound perfectly clear. And
really? Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe I should tune it down a little bit. Ooh.
How long are you going to be there, do you know?
Oh, goodness, I've already been here for, like, an hour.
You've been there for an hour already?
Yeah, and, yeah, much longer probably because, you know, I want to make sure that he's okay, so.
Aw.
I'm scared. I want him to be okay.
Poor Toby.
I hope he is. I know, he's been so, like, depressed. He's, like, so depressed because, you know, well, if you were in pain 24/7, you know, you'd be depressed too. But
probably,
yeah. Yeah, so he's not having a good day. Let's just say that.
Well, I hope he gets better.
Thank you. I hope so, too. Everyone on Twitter and Facebook were so nice, you know, and I appreciate it a lot.
A lot.
But the show must go on.
Of course.
Of course. It is always a good thing.
Plus,
I'm committed.
It's been forever since we've talked on here. Oh, my gosh. 2 weeks.
I know, right? We haven't talked on here for how many Fridays?
Two.
Like, I'm pretty sure we skipped, like, two.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, it has been a while. And I'm glad, though, that we are back in action.
Me too.
Yeah. How about you, Alex? Are you excited?
Oh, what now? Sorry.
Are you as excited as we are about the returning of our show?
Actually, I'm not excited anymore because the show already returned, but I'm excited to be on here.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, that works. That works. This is our first episode of 2010, so, but yeah.
Yay!
I'm so excited. 2010 could be a great year. Come to guess. Well, you know, we're trying, at least. We're trying, at least. What?
I hope 2010 is a good year.
Oh, yeah. It probably will be. It gets better and better each year. Well, that's what I, you know, tell myself. That's at least what I tell myself. But you never know. It could happen. It could happen. So, what's going on? What's new?
I'm watching Medium.
Of course you are.
Yeah, I know.
The medium and CSI team here.
Heck yes, I'm watching CSI.
I'm watching
Medium.
Oh,
yeah. Sounds good. You guys, what a great combo.
Yeah.
Those investigation things just hit you, huh?
Yeah, dude, of course it does.
Oh, yeah, the thrill. What'd you say, Alex? Sorry.
I like Medium because it's, you know, it's a drama. It's like a dramatic show. It has a little bit of comedy in it, and it's based on someone's real life. It's based on a real
life. It's probably very entertaining. I personally, I've only watched maybe like one, two episodes really because my mom is into it. But I don't really, you know, I've never really, you know, tried it. You know what I mean? But I will.
Well, I know you watch a lot of things with Melissa Peterman, because, you know.
Oh, that's all I watch, actually. That's
yeah.
All I watch. Yeah, I'm dedicated. No, I don't know. But, yeah, I watch, yeah. Always. Reba, Singing Bee, everything, I tell you.
Fargo. You've seen Fargo, right?
What?
You've seen Fargo, right?
Of course. First movie. Of course I have. I've seen every movie she guest starred in. Oh, yeah.
I have to catch up on that Rita Rocks episode.
Oh, yeah, you haven't seen that one yet?
I have not seen it because I tried recording it, but then it was a different episode that was on. And I don't know why the description was the guest star was Melissa Peterman or something, but...
Yeah, the guide was wrong. The guide was crazy, so I just recorded all of them to make sure.
That's what I did.
Yeah, just to make sure. I didn't want to miss anything.
I have to watch Medium tonight at 8 o'clock. There's a new episode.
Oh, new episode, really? Sweet.
Shall be interesting.
If I get home, you know, in a decent time from his bed, I might, you know, tune in. I probably will. What time does it start?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. Okay, I should be home by then. I hope. Fingers crossed. Fingers crossed. But yeah, I should. I should. But so yeah, I'll try to tune in. That'd be cool. I'll see if I can get addicted.
I have all the seasons on DVD now.
Oh, you do? Really? Now that is dedication. That is awesome. And do you have all the CSIs, Kayla?
Yes.
You do? Really? Sweet.
And with your little addition that you made to my collection, thank you very much.
Oh, yes. Season 3 I gave you because I know how much you loved it. So, you know.
It was
a total Christmas gift.
I, like, totally spazzed out when I opened it. My mom thought it was a box of chocolates. She's like, you got chocolate, and I opened it up, and it was CSI, and I about peed my pants.
That is hilarious. That is hilarious. Oh, I'm glad you liked it.
Yes,
I am glad. Oh, my dog is back.
Oh, yay.
Oh, yay. Hi, Toby. Yeah, he's scared. He's shaking. But what?
Oh, I said poor Toby.
Yeah, I know, poor Toby. I know. I'm sorry if I keep saying what. I just, bad reception.
What?
It's weird, but yeah, and it's so funny because you have, Alex has all the Medium episodes on DVD, and you have all the CSI, and I have all the Rebas.
I have all the Rebas.
Oh, yeah.
We all do.
Yeah, well, of course. I need to get one more, though. I need to get another one, another that I like that I can get collection of. That'd be fun. Then I'll be even with you guys. I get two. You never know. I might sneak up on you, and I'll get Medium, CSI, and Reba. You never know.
Oh, my God. That'd be awesome.
That'd be hilarious.
On my movie shelf, Reba, my whole series of Reba is right next to Medium. And I watch Medium so much that I, okay. A lot of Reba fans are going to get mad at me here, but I can be honest with you. I watch Medium so much, I forgot what Reba's about.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
okay, you got to start from season 1, the first episode, the pilot episode, and just keep going until you get to the last one, okay? You need to refresh your memory.
I do. I used to watch that show every day, but I just don't watch it anymore. I watch Medium.
Oh, my goodness. That is crazy. How about you, Kayla? Do you do that too?
I still watch Reba.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I haven't forgotten what it's about and stuff.
It's not good to forget stuff, so.
No, of course not.
Of course. As long as you know the characters. Reba, and know what's going on in the storyline, I think you're perfect.
Yep, I still know, like, all the Barbara Jean lines and all that fun stuff.
Oh, yeah, so that's perfect. What'd you say, Alex?
I remember all their names, at least.
Well, that's good. I mean, at least you're not, like, Reba who?
Well, I mean, I have a, you know, I kind of know what the, you know, the storyline is. I just, you know, I forgot, you know, what happens in some episodes. Like, I could watch some episodes right now and say, wow, that was new.
Oh, well, I think everybody does that. Like, you know, like the first time that you watch something, you don't catch everything. And then when you watch it the second time, you're like, oh, that's new. I didn't see that part before. You know?
I've watched
sometimes.
Yeah, but I've watched Reba episodes more than, like, 100 times. Yeah. Since like 2000, like years ago.
That Larry, if I got you out of the room, because I was talking too loud.
Guys, just 1 minute, okay? Guys, I'll be back in just a minute. I have to watch this part real quick.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, talk amongst ourselves. Okay, so Kayla.
Josie.
So, what are your plans today?
Well, I worked from like 8:30 to 5. So I'm like tired of making burgers and yeah. That's all
wow.
I did all day was make burgers.
All work.
And hot dogs.
Make burgers. You work at a ski resort, right?
Yeah, in the kitchen. I make burgers and stuff.
That is awesome. Do you get to ski?
If I wanted to, I could ski for free.
Are you serious?
But
that is brilliant.
I don't know if I want to ski. I'll be afraid I'm going to fall on my butt. And yeah.
Well, Melissa Pierman could be your inspiration. She did it.
Yeah, she tweeted me.
She did good.
She's like, I was like, you did really good, Melissa. She goes, thanks, but I was scared to death.
She said something like that to me. I wrote, you know, you did a really good job. And she's like, it was fear getting me down the hill. She's
like,
so cute.
Like,
she did great.
And her motivation was hot chocolate, which I thought was awesome.
Yeah, that was hilarious. When she said that, I about peed myself. She's like, there's hot chocolate down here.
I was
cracking up. I would do the same thing, to be completely honest.
That is such a Melissa thing, though.
It is. It definitely is.
In a very good way.
In a great way. She is unique, and that's why we love her.
Of course.
Of course. Okay, you know what? This is going to sound horrible, but my cell phone is about to run out of charge and shut off any second now.
Oh, no.
But the good thing is, though, is that I am going to be, I'll be able to call from my mom's cell phone. So if you see a number pop up, Alex, that is me, okay?
Is he listening?
I know the area code, I'm sure.
An area code. I have no idea what that area code is.
Area code.
Yeah, but no. My mom's phone is different. Wait, hold on. It's her work phone. Hold on 1 second. Let me check. Excuse me. Sorry. What's your area code for your cell phone?
815.
It's 815.
Okay.
Yes. 815. Yes. It's 815. So remember that. So just in case. But, yeah. Hello?
Yeah?
Okay, I thought I got cut off there.
Nope, you're still on here.
Okay, good. Phew.
Nope.
Scared me for a second. I'm like, oh, gosh, complete silence. That can never be good.
Man,
never good. But, so, yeah, I'm just so excited to just go home. I mean, I've been worrying all day about his, like, area. You know what I mean? Like, his stomach area. I didn't know what the heck was going on. I can't wait till I just go home and relax.
Is he okay?
I don't know yet. The doctor's talking with my mom right now, but I guess when I get off, then I could ask her. But, oh, goodness, I hope nothing serious. And I will tell you guys if it's serious because we are family. Sound good?
Sounds good. And we hope that he's okay.
I hope so, too. Thank you, guys.
Here's what you're supposed to say. He will be okay.
He will be okay. I have a feeling he will be okay. He totally will be okay. I'm just, you know. I guess it's like natural instincts to think the worst, but I'm trying not to. I'm trying.
Are you one of those people that follows your instincts?
Yeah.
Me too. I always follow my instincts and it happens to work a lot.
I always do. And that's how I knew there was something wrong with Toby, my dog. He, you know, he was walking around and I just had an instinct that something's going on, he's not acting right. So it works. It works. Guys, I got to ask you guys a question.
Yeah.
What?
I was wondering, on this phone, do I sound different? Do I sound weird?
Nope.
Or will, I mean, do you hear, like, a weird buzzing noise?
Nope.
No,
oh, okay, good. No static. Okay, good.
Whew. Nope, that's perfect.
Okay, because you can never know with my cell phone.
Dear Isabel.
You can never know. So, I'm excited. I'm glad I'm so excited about this. I've been so excited about this show. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm so excited to get back in the action.
We all are after 2 weeks, and then we're back for our first episode of the new year.
Yoo-hoo.
Yes. Woohoo! And this is a good one. Woo, Barbara Jean! I knew you would never miss that opportunity.
Heck no, man.
Heck no, man. But yeah.
Man.
Sweet. That is awesome. You know what? I bet the people here are thinking I'm crazy. Because I'm like, woohoo, Barbara Jean!
They're probably like, what?
Oh, goodness.
That is awesome. That's funny.
I need a nap. It's been a long day. I need a nap.
At least you didn't do what I did at work today.
What did you do? Share.
Well, it's kind of embarrassing.
Oh, we like embarrassing. Embarrassing's good.
I guess I could tell you anyway.
Sweet.
yeah. Well, okay, I was setting up, and I had to go in early because, well, we open at 9. And I had to be there at 8:30 to open everything up, make sure everything was ready and all that jazz. And so I was opening up and getting coffee ready. And I go and set the coffee out, and I'm sitting there watching the customers and just random people walk by. And next thing you know, this guy comes up, and he's getting coffee. He has his back to me, and I'm not really even thinking anything of it. I'm sitting there behind the counter texting and whatever. And next thing you know, he turns around. And he looks at me, and, like, I swear to God, he looked exactly like Mark Helgenberger's ex-husband.
Are you serious?
And I was like, oh, my God. And I screamed, like, really loud. And my boss is, like, 2 feet away from me, and he's looking at me like, okay, what the heck is she screaming about? Thinking I'm screaming, like, bloody murder or something. And I'm standing there looking at him. And he comes up to me to pay for his coffee. And he's looking at me, and he's like, oh, how much do I owe you, and whatever. And, like, I couldn't even type on the register. I was like, oh, my God. Little does he know, I'm about ready to pee my pants because of who he looks like. And I was so stupid. I was like, he's looking at me, and I'm like, has that anyone ever told you that you look like somebody? And he's looking at me, and he's like, no. And I'm just like, okay, never mind. And I let him walk away. And then, all of a sudden, like, this little thing inside me was, like, weird. And I ran after him. And I was, like, I looked at him. And I'm, like, where's Marg at? Where's she at? Is she here? And he's looking at me, like, are you on crack? And then he didn't really say that, but that's what he was looking at me like. And I'm just, like, oh, my God, I'm so embarrassed. And I just, like, ran back behind the counter.
I believe you did that before with Melissa Peterman, too.
Oh, and
you thought someone was. Yeah, you thought someone was Melissa Peterman or something.
But I actually hugged that person. Like, I hugged them. And I was like, oh, my God, no,
wow.
I was like, oh,
wow. Well, I
tell you're not Melissa. But as you can tell, I'm not afraid to, like, do stuff. I just kind of do it.
You make me laugh, I swear. Only you would do that.
And then I feel like a, like, moron when I'm done doing stupid stuff like that, but... But I just go back and laugh at myself, so.
That's good. You always want to laugh it off.
Yeah, I'm like, man, that was stupid, but that was really funny.
It must have been funny. I wish I was there.
That guy's look on his face, he's just, like, looking at me like, oh, my God. What is going on?
I know. Right? I know.
He's just like, who's Marg? Who's Marg? And I'm like, oh, never mind. And I just, like, ran away.
He probably was like, okay, I'm not dating any girl named Mars, but hey, that's a nice name. That'd be hilarious.
That was funny.
I know, right? Who knows what he thought? He probably thought, like, you were like, I don't even want to know. I don't know. I don't know.
He's probably like, okay, I hope she's actually okay back there.
Wow. I bet you felt pretty embarrassing, but that is hilarious.
I'm very embarrassed, but I, like, laughed at myself afterwards. My boss is looking at me like, oh, my God, seriously?
That is hilarious. To be completely honest, I'm pretty sure I would look at you like that, too.
Well, I don't know. I guess that was dedication to targets, like, at some extent.
Yeah, that is hilarious. Well, at least you didn't hug him. It could have been worse. It could have been worse, I guess.
I could have went up and hugged him.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that would have been worse.
Except I don't want to hug him. I want to hug Mark, not her ex-husband.
Yeah, exactly. So, but seriously, if it was the ex-husband, I don't think he would be with Mark, so I don't know.
That's true. Oops, I didn't think of that. My bad.
Yeah. You make me laugh.
I was in my own little world at that point, though. I was like, oh, my God.
You are hilarious. I've probably done that before, too, but I just do not remember. I probably have, so don't feel bad.
I've done it twice now, so go me.
Yeah. Go you.
I deserve a cookie for that one.
Yeah, you deserve a chocolate chip. You like chocolate chip?
Yeah, I do. I love chocolate chip cookies.
So do I. Oh, that sounds really good. I'm going to have to, like, go to Walgreens now and get some. With milk. Oh, hallelujah. Wonderful. Beautiful.
Yay.
I know. So, where's Alex?
I don't
Is
know.
He there still?
Yeah, probably.
And I'm here.
Being
oh, okay. He's in his medium world.
I'm on Twitter.
I'm on Twitter.
Oh, you're on Twitter. You're on Twitter. Twitter. I haven't been on Twitter all day. Isn't that horrible? I'm just saying. I think it's pretty horrible. I think it's pretty horrible. I usually am on, like, a lot, but I haven't been on. I know. It's horrible. I've been texting you, though.
Ha-ha. Ha-ha.
I text you. Yeah. Oh, and Alex, of course.
Does.
You text me, like, once every 2 weeks.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Don't feel bad. I don't really text all that much. I really don't. I'm usually on Twitter.
You don't tweet me
Don't feel bad. Oh, I tweet. Okay, yeah, I'm sorry. I don't know. I don't know. I just, you know, you're never usually on really that much. You know what I mean? You're usually on when I'm off. So
I'm
it kind of screws it up. What?
Yeah, I'm usually on when you're off.
Yeah, you are, actually. Yeah.
I'm on all day.
You are. Yeah. I don't know. I just got a weird schedule. I got a weird schedule.
I got a weird schedule. I do, too.
I do. Is anybody in the chat room?
No.
Nobody's in the chat room?
Well, poof.
No one's talking. Well, no one's calling in. I think this is like, I feel like I'm doing some kind of podcast right now. Zena, shut up.
I know. Whoa, hello.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, that's not good.
What?
Not.
Whoa.
Sorry, tired. That was a total yawn.
Let's see what's on TV.
What's on?
Well, CSI
nothing.
Was on, but it just got over.
Medium.
Oh, that's
stinks. I
know. The Singing Bee's on TV.
The Singing Bee is on?
Oh. Yeah, it just started.
There's a party going on. Clap your hands, sing a song. What?
Oh, I was just saying, I wonder which one it is.
Oh, that is hilarious. Actually, to tell you the truth, sometimes before the show, I kind of could tell which episode it is by, like, Melissa Pierman's shirts.
I know, me too.
Because she has, like, different kinds.
I know. It's getting ready to come on in, like, a few seconds.
I know, like that, like the.
It's the preview for the new season. Hit me with your pet shark.
Some artists. Hit me with your pet shark. Poop, scootin', boogie.
I love that.
Poop, scootin', boogie.
I
love it.
Hear it, maybe. Oh, she's gonna. Oh, maybe she'll say it. Starting next Friday
at 9, 8 I love it.
The humanity.
I love the part where she's like, I love the part where she's like, do it for the artist. Do it for the songwriters. I love it. What's that beeping noise?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
It's being all blah.
Oh, hey, it's gone.
Ooh, yay. Oh, there it is. Oh.
We spoke too soon. Hit me with your best shark.
Oh, I like Melissa's hair in this episode.
I know. I love it. I love it when her hair is curly.
Yeah, her hair is curly and it's in a ponytail right now.
Yay!
I'd sing, but I'd make an idiot out of myself.
You would not.
Dude, I've already made an idiot out of myself today already.
One idiot moment in one day is fine.
It was a big idiot moment.
No problem. We've all done it.
That dude probably went home and went, oh my God.
That is hilarious. Oh man, I am so tired.
You and me both.
I can't focus. I can't focus. Oh, my doggy's here. Toby. Toby.
Yeah.
All I hear is Will Spearman screaming.
Let's start the bee. You know what, Josie?
Ooh, what?
We should be like co-hosts with Melissa Peterman.
Oh my gosh, we should.
Wouldn't that be totally awesome?
We should. That would be totally off the shiz. I mean,
dude, all three of us should be her co-hosts. That would be awesome.
I know, right? Welcome to the bee.
The bee.
I don't know. The bee.
I hear something.
That'd be hilarious.
You just have to sing it right. I know.
I know.
I know.
Guys,
I
hear
know.
Something.
What? Tell us.
Do you hear that?
Not really.
Oh, listen. Listen quietly.
Okay, I'm listening.
I hear something.
Yeah, there's a party going on.
Clap your hands,
you
sing a song.
Cause
there's a great
big
party
going
on.
Woo!
Woo! That is, I love that.
Hang out with the band.
We could hang out with the band.
Yeah, back to hotel room or something. You wanna?
Scotty Cormos is such the leader.
Yep, there he is.
He totally is. He's the bad boy of the group.
Yeah. Oh my God, I have.
We love him though. What shirt?
The shirt Melissa's wearing.
You know that blue shirt that Melissa wore that one time, the loose one?
The shiny one?
Yeah, I got that one.
You have the blue one?
Yeah. I got that one.
I have the purple one that she wears. The sparkly one.
Ooh.
I have that.
She wears that one a lot.
She does.
She does. She wears the blue one, the one that I have a lot too. She she wore it on the what is it? Are you smarter than fifth grader?
Wasn't that the purple one?
Oh, is it? Hmm.
I thought she wore the purple one, but she did wear the blue one twice on the
singing bass. I don't think
bass.
So.
But the second time she wore the blue one, she had like a jacket over it or something.
Oh, yeah. Something like that. Something.
You can tell how
show me something good. Brr.
sang that wrong. Oops. When that girl acts like she's like ate hyper beans or something.
I know, right? They all do. They're all happy. All hyper.
I'd be hyper too, jeez.
I know, to meet Melissa Pierman, really. That's all I need.
Dude, I wouldn't even care if I won the money.
Me neither.
Whatever.
Me neither, as long as I met her. That's all I care about.
Even if I lost in the first round, who cares? Not me.
I don't.
It's like you're there and she's like, don't care about the money. Care about meeting me.
Yeah. You know what? I think that should actually be her real motto.
It should be.
It should be, because, I mean, who really goes there for that? I mean, obviously, you want to meet Melissa, obviously.
That's what I'd go for.
I know, that's what I would go for, too. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, it's like, who cares about the money? We love Melissa.
Really, I know. Ooh, ooh, candy.
Ooh, candy. Like you need candy, geez.
I really don't, but it's a sucker.
It's a sucker.
I got a sucker. Oh, it's like that episode of Barbara Jean. I bought a lollipop once. Doesn't mean I'm that. Doesn't make me a sucker. I love that part. Oh, it was funny. Okay, I'm gonna try to attempt to open this lollipop without my hands. So I'm gonna try to bite it. Oh, it's not working well. Oh goodness.
Are you having a problem?
Ooh. Ooh, I got it. Ooh, I got it. Ooh, ooh. Got it.
Job.
It's strawberry. Ha ha.
Strawberry.
Mm-hmm. It's yummy. Yummalicious.
Yummalicious.
Mm-hmm.
YMCA.
YMCA.
Okay, I need to be quiet.
Hey guys.
What's up?
How long is our radio show today?
Oh, we have about 52 minutes left, but guess what? Mm. Well, we have a caller.
We do? Woo-hoo.
We have a caller. Ooh, put him on.
Amanda's a she, not a he.
Huh?
Amanda, that's who it is?
Okay, here we go. All
right. Hello? Hello, you're on the line with us, Amanda.
Thank you, Alex, for clearing up the part.
Yes.
Even though Kayla does tell me, to shut something up a lot.
Hi, Amanda.
What?
I said, hi, Amanda.
Hi, Kayla.
Hi, Amanda. This is Josie speaking.
I know.
Because
Kayla has the low phone, you have the high phone, and Alex is the one that occasionally talks.
Well, you've been studying.
Huh?
You've been studying the comedy show philosophy, apparently.
Yes.
Sorry if I sound weird. I mean my sucker.
I know.
I love suckers.
Oh, God. Are you a sucker for a sucker?
Indeed I am. Indeed I am.
Indeed you are.
It's true. I'm guilty.
You're guilty?
Yes. Oh, and we are now in the car.
Woohoo! Woohoo, Barbara Jean!
Where are you?
I had to go to the vet because my dog is... He was just very sticky.
Ah.
Yeah, so we're just leaving now. We got here at 4 o'clock. Now at six?
It's six already?
Or something? I don't really know.
It can't be six your time yet. close, but not yet.
Yeah, Kat. My phone says it's 6:05 or 6:10. Wait. 6:10.
Okay, then my time is off.
Why? What time do you have?
I don't know. I just remember it being 6 o'clock when my mom picked me up, and I didn't think it was over an hour since my mom picked me up already. Because I haven't gone through an hour of boredom yet.
Well, apparently you have.
Oh, yeah, I beat my mom's computer up. That's probably what took the hour.
Good job, Ananda.
Well, it wouldn't start.
So you beat it up.
Well, not physically. I just unplugged it.
I just unplugged it.
Actually, I just turned off the thing, and I turned off the printer, the monitor, the tower, the internet box, the heater, and something else off all at once.
Amanda!
What?
I haven't talked to you in forever.
Yeah, I know.
Like, what's up with that?
Yeah, what is up with that?
Well, you guys haven't been texting me back, because last night I know I texted both of you, and I asked if you guys want a phone call.
I can't text you, though.
I can't hear all three of you at once. What did you say, Alex, first, since your name starts with an A?
I can't text you, though.
You can't?
No, I need a portion of numbers. I think there's 7 of them. Yeah.
Yeah, that might cause a little problem, wouldn't it? All right, whenever I get back inside, I'll DM it to you. I'll DM it to you. But yes, I texted both Josie and Kayla last night to talk.
Yeah, I don't think I got your text message, because if I would have gotten it, I would have replied.
Weird.
Josie always replies because she's cool like that.
Yeah, I reply like all the time. It's just I don't think I got yours. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, it was probably around like 8 o'clock your time, so.
Yeah, I must have. You must have sent it when my phone was off, so it probably got all weird.
Ah.
Yeah.
And people must have been blowing up Kayla's phone with tweets.
Well, I only got one text from you, and it wasn't asking for a phone call. It was saying, like, you were like...
Oh, the story?
No. Oh, yeah, you were like, how do you spell Mark's last name? And I'm like, why?
Yeah. Yeah, Josie, thank you for the help. I'm just texting you, like, random questions, and I think you're just sitting there going, why the heck does Amanda want to know this crap?
No, it was actually really fun. I liked it.
Oh, and Kayla, you don't get the mansion. Jesse got that.
Wait, what? Repeat yourself?
I said, you don't get the mansion. Josie got that.
What do I get?
I don't know. What do you want?
A cat?
You can't do that, Kayla. I mean, Kayla, you can't have your mom because you already have her.
Oh, she's my mom? Cool beans.
Yeah, and Melissa Peterman is Josie's.
Yay! Yay!
But who's y'all's father?
Hey, you want to do me a favor, Amanda?
What?
Do you want to, like, find Marg Helgenberger and put her in a box and ship her to my house?
I would love to do you that favor, but I can't.
Well,
in the story, Melissa Peterman is our mommy?
Melissa Peterman is your mommy, Josie. Kayla's mommy is Marge Helenberger, and you two share a father, but you guys don't know who your father is.
Who is it?
I don't know who your father is. Who do you guys want your father to be?
It better not be that creepy man that came to Ski Sawmill today.
Okay, I'll put him as it.
No, he was creepy.
See, the problem is though, if I choose a father and Melissa Peterman's my mom, that would mean...
maybe I'll make Alex the father.
Oh, sorry, I already have a family. I've got the Squaw family.
What? You don't want to be? You don't want to have been married to Marge Hellenberger and Melissa Peterman?
I'm married to freaking like, you know, Patricia Arquette.
Ah. Well, you could have married her again, and both you and Patricia could have gotten murdered.
Murdered?
It has to be a mystery.
Somebody dies?
Yeah.
Can I be the dead person?
The person that dies is the father.
Oh, good.
That's how Josie inherits the mansion.
Ooh, mansion.
Ooh, mansion.
Hey, then what do I get? I get a big pile of squat?
Yep.
I just asked you what you wanted, Kayla.
Okay, what do I want?
You just like, could you do me a favor? Find Marge and ship her in a box?
That's what I want. That's it.
She wouldn't survive.
Oh, she better.
But,
because you know what they do in airports? Like, you know what they do in, like, shipping stuff, too? And
what?
Like, smash those boxes, and she'd be like, they like smash the box, and they hear, ow.
Oh, no, never mind. Don't put her in a box. That's not good.
Plus, why would I send you your mother when you see her every single day?
Well,
not that mother. She's talking about the other mother.
No,
I'm confused. I'm neutral.
I'm very confuzzled at the moment in time.
All I know is in the story, Melissa Pierman's my mommy, and then I don't know who my father is, so I'm confused.
Okay.
No one knows who your father is.
Wait, so Josie and me are sisters or something like that?
Half-sisters.
Half-sisters.
Melissa Pierman is our mommy.
Well, she's my half-mom.
In the story, obviously.
Yeah.
Right? Is that right? She's my half-mother?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, but isn't that kind of bad, though? Because, you know,
but
that
you
would
two
be
are best friends at first.
Has a, like, a 20-year-old and a 14-year-old daughter.
Wait, what?
I don't think that's possible.
I don't know. Age, for me, doesn't really matter. I haven't thought about that aspect yet.
Who cares about age?
You know what, Josie? I'll let you be 14 and Kayla can be her true age, 5.
I'm 5? I'm not 5.
5.
Man.
You're 5 years old with a mouth of a 35-year-old.
For real? That's cool.
That is cool.
Oh my god.
Hey, that means like, wait, hold on. So I'm 5 years old.
No, not really.
No, you are not 5 years old. I think you're like older than 5 years old.
Okay, because I don't want to
be much older than 5.
Yeah, you guys are teenagers, and you're best friends at first.
You're like 5 plus 5 and plus a little. But yeah, what I find is very interesting is, you know, if your book gets published, you know, it'll be funny. I messaged Melissa Pierman, hey, did you know you're my mommy? In the story, I swear.
And then Kayla's going to be like, oh, Marge, did you know you're my mommy? Why don't we spend more time together?
Yeah, she. I think she'd get that. I think she'd find that a hoot.
Yes.
Huh? That's hilarious.
Kayla.
Yo, what's up?
I have some news for you.
Oh, no. What is it?
I found something to eat.
Huh?
I found something to eat.
Oh, gosh. I thought you were going to say something like, I don't know. But anyway. Which
fine. One second. God, I'm in trouble.
Why are you in trouble?
I'm not in trouble anymore.
What's that evil little... Dude, what did you find?
What did I find for what?
To eat.
Food.
What did I find to eat? I don't know. It's some stuff.
Well, whatever stuff it is, can you send it to me?
No, I think there's grocery stores all around the nation.
Well, my mom doesn't have anything at her house, and she doesn't feel like going to the grocery store.
No, me and Kayla.
No, then can I order Chinese?
I actually don't think we have any Chinese delivery places around here. We have two good, really good buffets, though.
I love my Chinese, I'll tell you that.
Do you guys live in, like, the towns and stuff?
Huh?
Do you guys live, like, next to the towns and stuff where, like, there's nothing around you?
Not me, I don't think.
I live around all these places.
I do, but they're all, like, a 10-minute, like, the gas stations and stuff are, like, 10-minute walk from my house.
10-minute walk?
Yeah, my school's 10 minutes from me, so if we do get snowed in, I could actually walk to school, which kind of sucks.
Oh. I forgot what I'm eating.
But what happened today really sucked. We got, like, a blanket of little tiny bit of snow, and everyone else around us, except for my school, got, like, a two-hour delay.
Same here. Everyone got a two-hour delay except for us, and it kind of...
And it wasn't even, like, an inch on the ground. I was mad about that.
Everybody, I want to tell you guys the results of my doggy.
Okay.
Okay, guys. Well, they looked at him, and nothing is inside of his stomach, as I, thought, but... they think that it's a start of dog arthritis in his back.
Ooh.
Yeah, so he's gonna have some trouble walking and stuff. Yeah, so that's not good.
That's not good.
So we're probably gonna have to like bring him in maybe, to check on him and stuff. So this is not good.
Yeah, my Nana's black lab has arthritis. Both of her black labs have arthritis in their hips.
Yeah, my Dachshund, my dog, his breed gets arthritis a lot because of his back, how long it is.
Mhm.
And so Dachshunds always have back problems and stuff, but I guess arthritis is the most severe something. I don't really know.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we'll see what happens. We got some pills and. It's in the middle of his spine, so. And he had to get a shot.
Aww. Aww.
Poor guy is everything. But yeah, I'm thankful that it's nothing that, huge, like could be worse.
Exactly. I mean, it's bad, but it could be a heck of a lot worse.
Oh, yeah. It could have been a lot worse. So. But I guess that explains why he wasn't moving, That explains a lot, But yeah, we'll just have to take it back and jump and stuff, so.
He burnt.
Oh, if you guys hear some, like, big thing fall, and Josie's heard it before, you should know what it is.
It's you.
Yeah.
What?
I'm walking out in the snow and ice around my mom's car.
Oh, Amanda.
Oh, boy, we're going to have a live fall on National Podcast.
There it goes. Everybody get ready.
Hey,
yeah, and I just, fell into my mom's car. Thanks for sticking to me.
You fell into
the
car?
It'll be the first breaking news story on our show.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Six-foot giant falls in the snow while on air.
I'm sorry to bring this up, but I think that would be hilarious.
It would?
It'd be pretty hilarious.
Well, you are the guy that was staring at me talking to you on the phone when I fell down the hill that one day thought it was hilarious.
I think I posted that on Twitter.
Yeah, you did.
Sorry. I just wanted to share the laughter. Sorry.
That's okay. Kayla's posted worse.
I have.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, of me? Yeah, she has. But I have a box against her.
Shut up, Amanda. For real.
Actually, I do think that box ended up in the trash.
Okay, thank God. My gosh.
I haven't searched for it, though.
Some of that stuff was embarrassing. funny.
Yeah, and after I talked to you, I think I got bored, so at 4 a.m. I recorded myself talking to myself.
Sounds
don't
like
feel
me.
Bad. Kayla does it all the time.
Yeah, I did it for like 4 minutes on my cell phone, and then I turned to my MP3 player, and I did it for like another half hour.
That sounds like me.
Well, I got the idea from you, Kayla.
Oh, yeah, man. I
And that's what I've been wanting you to hear, but I don't remember if I had any cuss words on it, so I'm not going to play it.
Will you play it some other time?
Yes. I'll play the one on my cell phone. I don't think you want to listen to the 30-minute one.
When?
Like on a... Oh. I'm safe. Yeah, thanks for telling me that when I almost do a split.
Oh my gosh.
You should be doing splits while you're talking to Kayla. You're going to laugh and fall down.
Yeah, that's what the other thing I'm afraid of.
Yes.
Of course, I could be walking on the pavement where there's no snow and ice, but yeah, you realize I'm walking on the snow and ice?
You're crazy, I tell you.
Actually, someone just sent me a DM saying you're insane. It was like about
our show.
I don't remember what it's about now.
Uh-oh. Hold on. I'll be back in a second.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, my dad's, like, calling me. I don't know what he wants.
So what's your New Year's resolution, Amanda?
Now do I remember what it was? Oh, see how long I can go without doing Red Bull. So I've been doing Red Bull for, like, since before New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm.
And, I can't remember the other ones. Oh.
Stinky. Do you remember it?
Be funny was one of them. Make good grades. And try to stay out of trouble.
Oh, those are good ones.
Not sure about staying out of trouble, though. That's kind of hard for me.
Yeah. Well, it's good that you're aiming high.
Oh, and to get a book finished this year. So, that was the other one.
That'd be awesome. And, you know, I would be the first one to read it.
Yeah.
You know that.
It's either going to be that story that I was texting you about that I'm going to write, or it's going to be a story that me, like, my friend helped me get the idea, like, last summer. It's about a, I don't know if you'd like it, though. It's kind of going to be a mystery love story, but it has to do with ghosts.
Ooh.
And the Civil War.
Hmm.
And then the other one is the one I've already got, like, 35 pages written that I started, like, last year in the summer when I got bored, that I wrote mostly from 9 to 2 a.m.,
Oh. Wow.
Yeah, so if there's like a lot of grammar mistakes and everything else, that's just because I was half asleep when I was doing it, probably.
Yeah, that's probably why.
Yeah.
Hilarious. You go.
Okay. But the one I was writing in the summer, the one I already have 35 pages to, is kind of a mystery stalker.
Ooh, that's going to be interesting.
Yeah, I got to figure out who my stalker is.
Any creepy.
Hey, guess who's back? I'm back.
Yay! Oh, yay!
My dad.
Marge is back.
Little Mark is back.
Oh, Kayla.
My dad just called me out there. He goes, by the way, CSI's on TV. I'm like, thanks, I know. That's what you called me out there for? Good job, Dad. Good job.
I've been called downstairs for a lot less than that.
I was like,
okay.
Someone go. I don't know. Someone just said, hey, and then they stopped.
It wasn't me.
Well, me.
Was it?
It probably was me. I don't know.
Yeah, it probably was.
I don't know.
I don't remember a man's voice talking.
Yeah. Mr. Alex is quiet over there.
Mr. Alex, I think, wanted to sleep.
He might be. You never know.
Yeah, you never know.
You never know. I am exhausted, so sorry if I'm not talking all that much, but man, am I exhausted.
I am too. I didn't get that much sleep last night.
Oh, why?
That's one reason why I wanted to talk on the phone last night.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
For you, though. Dude, if I wasn't working, I would have called you.
Well, you can call me almost any time except from 9 to 3:45 your time.
Wait.
Yeah, that's right. You're on the same time zone, okay.
Yeah, I am.
But if you call me before 8, you're probably going to get, hello, what the hell do you want? Goodbye.
Probably. Yeah, I'm tired too. I'm tired of making burgers all day.
Yes, Miss Greasy thing.
Stupid cheesers. I hate them.
Uh huh.
I really do. I hate make. I used to love cheeseburgers, but now that I make them all the time, I don't like them anymore.
Huh.
Like,
and as you say that, I'm thinking of the double cheeseburger I just had before I came over to my mom's house.
Nice. You're probably torturing her.
Sorry. I hope you don't like McDonald's too much. If it's any consolation, the sweet tea wasn't sweet.
That works. Oh, bad. I'm so tired. How much longer do we have the show, Alex? If you're there. Alex!
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 27.
Okay.
How much longer?
27 days.
27 days? Okay, I can stay on the phone at all.
No,
I might have to put the phone down for eating and going to the bathroom, but yeah, I can do that. Can you guys do that?
No. I am tired.
27 more days.
27 more days.
Gosh, sheets of paper.
Okay, Alex, what happened?
My microwave exploded.
Did it really?
How was that
literally?
Funny? No, something in my microwave. No, yeah, my microwave literally exploded. Whoever said that.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's, like, definitely on fire right now. I definitely have to, like, run for my life, you know.
Hey, Kayla.
What's up?
Someone wrote gullible on your ceiling.
Huh?
Someone wrote gullible on your ceiling.
They did?
Yeah.
I don't say anything.
You're supposed to look up.
I am looking up.
You don't get the joke. Someone wrote gullible on your ceiling. And you look up.
Dude, I'm retarded. Yeah, I'm cool. I'm stupid. It's all good. Whatevs.
All right, did we do Josie now, too?
Huh?
What?
Oh.
No, you didn't lose me. I'm just soaking it all in. I'm just listening. Guys, guess what?
What?
I finally figured out how to do, like, three-way calls and stuff.
Oh, thank goodness.
And four-way and five-way and six-way.
Actually, you can't do more than three-way call on your cell phone, but you can call other people to do three-way calling.
No, actually, on my cell phone, actually, my iPhone, it lets me do more.
That's awesome.
You know, us four.
Yeah,
so
7 to 3, 3 to 11.
Oh, don't get that song. Oh, great. Now it's stuck in my head. Thanks,
sorry.
Kayla.
Sorry, I'm watching the CB. I was singing along with the person.
Who, Kenny Chesney?
No, some
singing along.
Some contestant on the singing bee.
I've had If You're Going Through Hell running in my head.
If you're going through hell, keep on going, don't slow down. That one?
Yeah.
I love that song.
I do too. And then I was also replaying Welcome to Hell in my head.
Welcome to Hell?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a song by Trace Atkins. I'll email it to you.
Yay!
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 Yay! Yay, I say yay.
Yay!
Josie, did I ever send you any of the redneck songs for Christmas?
No, I don't think so.
Oh. Kayla got a kick out of them. I think Kayla was mostly like, what? WTF, WTF the whole time.
Yep.
That sounds like her. I'm kidding.
No, that's me. That's me. I'm over it.
Oh, you are hilarious.
I try.
You succeed.
All right, who's got blah, 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 blah on their phone?
Blah, or is that blah, 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 blah. Me, Kayla Jean.
No, there's that noise that keeps going, Dixie,
yeah,
or whatever.
I don't know what it is. It's like, I don't know, someone's phone's having a spaz attack, I guess.
Kayla, are you having a spaz attack?
No, Mark's not even on TV. And if she was, you'd be hearing me going, oh my gosh, woohoo!
Uh-huh.
But I ain't doing nothing right now. I'm just walking around my bedroom. Doing absolutely nothing. I'm going to put in a DVD because I want to.
I'm watching Medium, so, I will.
Open Sesame. Ooh, CSI's already in my player. Cool beans.
Medium's in all 5 of my players.
Where's my remote? It's hiding from me. Every time I want to watch CSI, my remote is, like, somewhere.
Maybe your remote is trying to help you get over your addiction, Kayla.
Be quiet. There it is.
Ooh,
I made it.
Someone's a little crabby today.
I know, right?
Sorry.
Quiet.
I spent, like, 8 hours making burgers. I'm tired.
You be quiet.
I spent 8 hours where aliens were trying to brainwash my head.
I'd rather be there than making burgers.
I'd rather be making burgers than being there. You want to trade?
You'll come home smelling like a big hamburger, like a Big Mac. Seriously.
You know what? I'll give you a long list of homework assignments that are due by Monday and Tuesday.
Nah, I'll pass on that.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Woohoo! I'm watching CSI. Everybody watch out.
Oh, goodness.
Whoop, here we go.
Who is that I see under the, light?
Nobody.
She looks oddly familiar.
I'm under my light.
You're under the light?
Yeah, I'm standing under my light, yeah? My light that's, like, in my ceiling fan?
Uh-huh.
What are you talking about? I'm confused.
Don't stare into the light. You'll lose your eyes.
Oh, my God, I just fell into my mirror. That was awesome. Ow. Okay, I'm fast-forwarding because, yeah, what's your face?
You want to get some Marge?
Yes, I do.
Josie, have I told you how much I am so thankful that you got her the third or whatever season of that?
Ha-ha. Ah, there she is. There's
we had a whole, like, two-hour conversation out when I was outside about Marge and CSI, and she was looking for man juice. It's raining man juice.
Amanda.
What?
You keep saying her name wrong. Just so you know.
Marg.
Marg?
Thank you, Alex. Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. You are very welcome.
Yeah, well.
Hey, Amanda, guess what?
What?
My mom's on TV. There she
no,
is.
No, I'm not. I'm not on TV.
You know what I'm talking about, you silly butt.
Yeah, I get called that a lot too, Josie.
Yeah, I call you that a lot.
Yeah, and you also told me to do several other things a lot.
Huh?
Especially when it comes to watching CSI.
Well, now that we got that covered. I feel much better knowing that we got all that off our chest.
I'm totally confused. I totally didn't get any of that right over my hair, okay?
What do you usually tell me to do when you are watching CSI? No, not go away.
What do I say?
Shut your something or other.
What?
Shut your something or other.
Shut your face?
No, but that's good enough for the Blog Talk Radio.
Whoa.
I don't even know what I say, to be honest.
You want me to find the box?
Oh, I know what I say. Never mind. Inappropriate, Kayla. Inappropriate.
Very.
It's all good. Ah, oh, guess what? There. Ah, ha, ha. Never mind. Sorry. I'm a giggling idiot when what's her face is
Does
on
they have
TV.
To do something with monkeys?
Does it? No.
Okay, good.
Monkeys?
Talk someone. I'm eating.
Huh? Them.
I was supposed to talk randomly.
Oh, look, there's a pair of shoes hanging on the wire.
Oh, look, Amanda is a nut.
Oh, look, there's snow on the ground, and I'm going to slip in my ice.
Oh,
yay!
Yay!
Thanks, you guys!
I like falling. Well,
yeah,
I like watching people fall, actually.
I know.
No! My TV.
All right, I'm going to sit down in it, so if you hear me, like, scream, yeah, you know why.
Dude! My TV.
I'm laying in it.
Amanda, you're weird.
So I was laying in it, talking to you when it was 2 feet with a Mountain Dew right beside me.
I remember that. I was like, I think I was in a spazzing moment, I believe.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, no, Amanda, why do you have Mountain Dew?
And I'm over here going, oh, my God, Mark Helgenberger. Put your Mountain Dew down, Amanda.
Okay, my butt is getting cold.
I
can't get out now.
What? I have a suggestion for you. Why don't you get up?
I can't. I'm stuck.
What? Did your butt get glued to the snow?
We have another
caller. We got to call her. Amanda, we're going to let you go, okay?
All right. I'll be in the chat room if I ever get up.
Good. Bye, Amanda.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, put our caller on.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, can you guess who this is?
Andy JJ.
Yep.
Woo-hoo. Huh?
Yep, it's me.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm good.
Good. So, what are your New Year's resolutions?
Okay, like I said on the chat room, my resolution was not to curse, but apparently it didn't work because I've been cursing a lot.
Sounds like me.
Yep, and then one of them was to hopefully go to, like, one of Reba McEntire's concert.
Mhm.
So hopefully that could happen.
I'm sure you'll get to meet her.
Yeah, I'm trying to save money, but it's kind of hard. Because I don't start working until January 26th.
Oh, what are you going to be working at? What are you going to be doing?
Well, I'm still going to be doing the same thing, like working at the library at school.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
but
cool.
It's kind of like work study.
Oh, gotcha.
So I don't start till January 26th, which sucks.
Mm-hmm. Ah, gotcha. Gotcha, gotcha, gotcha.
And I'm listening to my favorite song by Garth Brooks, the Piña Colada song.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. I love that song so much.
You do?
Uh-huh.
Sweet. Oh, goodness. I'm sorry, guys, if I don't talk much, so just keep talking, okay?
Okay. And FYI, for you young people that, like, when you get old enough, like me, don't drink. Not even, like, for New Year's or anything. Not a good feeling at all, the morning after. Oh, God. Never again. I mean, I didn't get any of the, like, the side effects afterwards. I just felt nasty. I don't want to say a bad word on radio, but I felt nasty.
Yeah. Well, you know,
I don't
drink yet, so.
I mean, I don't even drink that much, only, like, a couple, like, because I guess my mom made some coconut drink mixed with vodka and stuff. She only, like, I only drank, like, two or three of those, and that's it.
Oh, that's not that bad.
That sounds good.
But I felt crappy the next day. And then on top of that, New Year's Day, we went to one of my other aunt's house, the nice one.
Uh-huh.
And her neighbor gave us that, it's called Bailey's. I don't know if you guys heard of it. It's caramel flavored. It was good. And then it made after a while, it made my heart race, like, really fast.
Oh, that's not good.
I checked my blood pressure. It was, like, 130 over, I think, 90-something.
Oh, wow, that's pretty bad, because
on New Year's Eve after 12, we went out somewhere, and then we came home at 6 in the morning, and I only slept a couple hours.
Yeah, well, I mean, actually, you know, your high blood pressure compared to Kayla's probably isn't that bad.
Yeah.
You know what right, Kayla?
Huh?
Okay, yeah, go into your CSI world.
No, actually, it's on pause. I just didn't hear what you said.
Oh, never mind then.
All I heard was blood pressure.
Oh, yeah. All I heard was blood pressure. All I said was, I said her blood pressure compared to yours is probably nothing.
Probably not.
Because you got a bad one, don't you?
No, mine's actually not bad.
Oh, it isn't? Oh, that's good.
My blood pressure is good.
So, woo, you're getting better.
Mine usually goes up, like, if I'm nervous or something. Like, one day before, the day my brother got sick and went to the hospital, the doctor checked my blood pressure. He said it was pretty high. It was like 140, but that was because I was nervous.
Mm-hmm.
And then they checked my mom's, and hers was high too, and also my brother's.
Oh, wow. Maybe it's like a genetic thing or something.
Well,
I don't really know.
Like, I'm not, probably from my dad's side, because my uncle, he has high blood pressure, and then now my dad, like, he's been having a little trouble with it, like, he's been having it, like, 140 and stuff.
Whoa.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He says it goes up and down. Like, well,
wow.
He takes medication and stuff for it.
Wow. Well, it's probably genetics, I guess. I really don't know, all that much about the thing. All I know is, you know, I don't have high blood pressure, so, you know. But I hope it gets better though. That's not cool.
Yeah, I mean, we had medication here for the blood pressure because my mom takes some, so my mom gave her some of hers to him, since it's the same one that he used to take. So my mom gave him some of hers, and that's what he's taking right now.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah.
Oof. I am exhausted, I swear. I'm, like, having trouble, like, focusing.
I think I'll probably, like, crash when the show's over.
Oh, yeah, me too, probably.
Well, I'll probably just watch CSI till I pass out.
Oh, that works.
Which probably won't force myself to stay up, and I probably won't pass out till 3 in the morning. Because I'm addicted really bad.
Yes, you are.
I just want to tell something, Alex. He got me, like, addicted to Medium now, because, like, I've been watching all the DVR ones, the ones that I have on my DVR. I've been watching them since, like, yesterday, since 3 o'clock yesterday.
Ooh.
So I'm, like, addicted to it, and then I'm having dreams about it, too, that I'm watching it. I'm like, okay, I think I need a break from watching that, because it's crazy. I should get them on DVD.
Well, like, my addiction's, like, really bad because I had to borrow my sister's iPod Touch yesterday when I was at work because I was going through withdrawals, and I had to get on YouTube, and I had to watch videos of CSI. While I was at work, mind you, and my boss is like, what are you doing? I'm like, watching CSI, and they're like, oh, my God, Kayla.
He must really get a kick out of you.
He does.
He likes you, huh?
I guess.
Because, you know, why are we still kidding? I'm just kidding.
He doesn't say nothing. He just kind of laughs at me. He's like, oh, Kayla.
Yeah, oh, Kayla. See, that's what you got to do. You just got to rub it off. Just be, okay.
I'm just an addicted kid.
You are addicted. It's okay. We still love your addicted self.
Addicted self.
We love your addicted self.
Yay.
Well, I got to let you guys know I'm going because I'm, like, babysitting for someone, and the baby's about, like, to wake up right now, and I need to feed her and get her ready.
Yeah, okay. We will we'll talk to you later. Thank you so much for calling in.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Auntie JJ. She is awesome, as always, and Amanda is awesome, as always.
Her crazy self.
Oh, yeah, it's always a crazy show.
Yeah.
With us, very crazy.
Especially with
you.
You
know. Oh, yes. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, yes, ah, yes, ah. Sorry, I don't know. I'm so tired. I don't know.
Hey, maybe that's why I did whatever I did this morning at work, because I was tired.
Ugh.
Either that or I'm just an idiot. I don't know.
You are not. You are not.
Yes, my boss looked at me like I was retarded. I was like, I'm not retarded, I swear. I'm just a spaz.
I'm just a spaz.
Why?
You're hilarious.
Oh, I thought you said you're obsessed, and I was like, yeah, I know.
Yes, of course.
Well, I don't like to call it obsession. I like to call it dedication.
Yeah, that basically is what it is.
But
you are dedicated.
It's kind of the same thing, I guess.
Yeah, it is. Like, I mean, I'd rather call myself, you know, dedicated to Melissa Pierman than I'm obsessed with her.
Yes, because if you say I'm obsessed, it makes you sound weird.
Yeah, it makes you sound like, whoa, you got problems.
Yeah, you might want to have that, like, you know, like, you might want to calm down a little bit.
Yeah, you may want to go to a shrink or something.
You may want to.
No, you should, actually.
I probably should go to one.
Wow.
Like, help me get over my obsession.
Whew.
Yeah, but whatever. I like my addicted self, so I don't care.
people
put up with me, so.
Yeah, you know, we love you.
Oh,
hey, Alex.
Oh, hi. Oh. Long time no talk.
I know, right?
I know. It's been so long.
Holy crap.
I know.
Oh, my
God. What? It's been, like, really, really long time. Like, what, like, 2 minutes?
Yeah.
Like yeah, there's
that.
5 minutes left.
Woo-hoo.
Did you guys hear me?
Yeah, five minutes left.
I am exhausted, so I'm probably going to sleep right after.
I'm going to watch Medium right after.
I want to watch CSI. Woohoo.
Ooh, sweet. We all got a plan.
Yeah, man.
Yep. Josie's asleep. Kayla, she's going to watch CSI, and I'm going to watch Medium.
Woo-hoo.
Yes. Actually, I might eat the Chinese that we're going to order and then go to sleep. So it'll kind of be like that.
Kind of be like that.
It kind of be like that.
Sounds good.
Kind of be like that, yep.
Kind of be like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, I'm really tired.
Yeah, we're
you kind of can tell tired because we just say things and do things that, like, you know, that we don't really mean to say.
I know, right? It's
crazy.
Say, like weird, like, you know, inappropriate stuff. Which is what I tend to do when I get tired and hyper, so I'm refraining from doing that till I get off the air.
Whew.
Wow, dudes.
I know. I'm waiting. As soon as I hang up, I'm pressing play. I don't even have my CSI DVD playing right now because I'd be, like, spacing out and not talking.
Yes, you would. And we like to talk to you, so do not put that CSI in that player.
It's technically on pause.
Oh.
It's like I started it and I paused it.
Whew.
And I should have paused it in that area. Good job, Kayla.
Good job, Kayla.
Yeah, I paused it on a certain somebody.
Ooh.
Huh?
I said, ooh.
Yeah, ooh. I said, who? I was like, you probably know. And if you don't know by now, then, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, then, like, where have you been?
Oh, my gosh.
OMG.
OMJ.
OMJ, the show is almost over.
Oh, my gosh. That was
like, 4 more minutes.
Like, holy crap.
Like, holy shenizzle.
Shenizzle.
I don't know.
I like that word. It's very unique. Is your mom laughing?
Oh, you actually hear her?
Yeah, I heard your mom laughing.
Ma, you got your McDonald's. That's hilarious.
Your mom's funny.
Oof, yeah, her laugh is pretty funny.
Dude, your mom needs to get on Twitter more often.
I know, she does. She's been like, I mean, I'm trying to get her to put it on her phone so she'll be able to do it, like, when she's at work, because she works a lot, so, you know,
yeah.
So she's not by her all the time. So I'm trying to get her into that, so we'll try.
Yeah, try to get it on her phone.
Yes, I definitely will. She has a BlackBerry, so I'm just going to get Twitterberry or what's that other one? Uber Twitter, just in case.
Uber Twitter.
Uber Twitter. Uber. Uber. Uber.
Uber.
Twitterberry sticks. Plus Pyramid uses, so that's why I'm going to get it. Oh, yeah. That's good. That's actually very good advertisement.
Yeah.
Say that Melissa Pyramid uses it, and then I'll get it.
Yeah.
That's very, very, very good. Wow.
Yeah, okay, now when I play the theme song, that means that it's time to say our goodbyes.
Okay.
That's
just a little
time. Yes. Well, everybody that's listening at home and everything, thank you so much for calling in, Amanda and Auntie JJ. Thank you guys so much. And come back next time. You never know who's going to be on. Okay. That's about it. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I didn't say yes.
What?
I didn't say I had to say goodbye yet. I said I want to start playing the theme song.
Oh, well, we got it done early, didn't we?
Oh, yeah, we got it done earlier, so no problem. That's okay.
No, we can just 60 chill.
Seconds left.
How many?
Nope. All right, we got like a minute left, so you better stop playing that thing.
Yeah, the song isn't a minute long, though.
Oh, it is?
Oh.
Never mind the song, then.
Oh,
even
man.
Saying,
huh?
I don't think you guys know what you're saying. Huh.
I don't think we do either, do we?
I don't
yeah,
think
I
we
said
do
that
either.
The song is, I said the song isn't a whole minute, and I said that as soon as I start playing the song, that's when we say goodbye.
Well, apparently we're out of it. Woohoo.
We are out of it, but okay, I get you now. I understand.
A comedy show where everything goes, we'll have a blast. With many laughs with your hosts, Josie, Kayla, and Alex.
Bye, everyone.